Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Precious in His Sight. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Lord dealt with me some years ago, and I made the adjustment in my life. I recommend it to you. I stopped using the word love relative to things. I don't love my car. I don't love my house. I don't love clothes or jewelry or machines. I don't love an airplane. I love God. And I love people.
Yes.
I shouldn't use that word on things. They're not valuable enough to love.
That's right.
Again, substituting that word for love, value. I treasure my car. Why would you treasure it? I love my car. Whew. I love pizza. You should not love pizza. You should not love your car. It's a hunk of metal and plastic and rubber, and it will never love you back. I don't care how much you hug it and caress it and wax it, it will never care for you. And it is very temporary. It's just like a gallon of milk. It's rusting as we speak. Now, I know that most everybody would nod their head and agree with this in church. But Christian people that have been in church for 20 years and longer are suing each other.
Yep. Amen. Come on.
Is that because they value each other above everything else? No, they value that money. Brothers and sisters are having falling outs over the inheritance. Not speaking to each other for decades, suing each other. Come on, are you listening? Why? Because the truth is, they do not value them more than the money. They value the money and the stuff more than them.
Amen.
And they're willing to put them in difficulty to get it.
Amen.
They're willing to put them through stress and pain to get it. And it's a fool thing to do. Because nobody's going to keep any of this stuff. Is that right? And if you have faith, what if they did get something that should have been yours? God can give you 10 times that. Easy. If you have faith. Isn't that what Abraham did? Him and Lot's people were having strife, and he came and said, you pick whatever land you want, and I'll go the other direction. We can't have this strife. Why would you be so adamant about can't have strife? Because people are important to you and how they're doing and whether they're stressed or whether they're in trouble or not. You're willing to sacrifice if it'll get that stress off of them. Because people are precious to you. That means you're thinking like God. That means your value system is becoming more like His. Well, Lot picked all the well-watered land, and out near the desert, that's worth more than gold. What did Abraham do? No problem. Enjoy it. But it takes faith to do that. People fight because they don't have faith. Somebody say, not me, not me, not me, not me. I care more about people than I do possessions or position or power. Do we have to remind ourselves of this daily? We need to remind ourselves of this daily. 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 What's important? Love God and love people. Especially your brother. What do you mean, brother? Did you know the commandment is to love your brother? Now, that's your fellow Christian. That's the one who's born again. You know, if you can walk in love with people at home, You can do it anywhere. Is that right? Oh, it's easy to love people you don't know and never see. Oh, I just love them. Never met them, but whew. First John 4, are you there? Verse 19. We love him. Now help me. Put the word in there. We what? We value him, or we treasure him. Because what? He first valued us and treasured us. If a man say, I treasure God, and hates his brother. Now, by contrast, if love is treasuring, what's hate? Hate is seeing as worthless, not caring for, not valuing. If you don't value your brother, he's a liar. For he that loves doesn't value his brother, whom he has seen, how can he value God, whom he's not seen, or treasure God? If I do care about God and treasure him and care what he thinks, and he tells me the most precious thing in the universe to me are those that believe in me. Amen. The faithful. And if he tells me that, and I look at my brother, and I don't care about him, but oh, I love you, God. Well, no, if I love him, I care about what he cares about. Any parents in here? You love your kids? What if I treat your kid like dirt? But I'm like gold to you. I love you. I treat you wonderful. But I kicked your kid when he was down. Are we okay? Are you sure? Huh? I would be much better off swapping them. Is that right? I mean, if I didn't give you the time of day, but I helped your child,
amen.
Right?
Amen.
If I helped your child, you love me now.
Amen.
Is that right?
Come on.
Well, the Father's no different. He loves his kids. All of us. All of us. How can God value us the way that he does? How can a holy, pure, perfect God love you and me and value us above everything in the universe? How? How can he look at you and look at me and all the stuff we've done and the stuff we hadn't done, all the failures, all the mistakes, the ugly stuff, the sin, distorted stuff, evil stuff, and love us like we're talking about. I said, that's what the enemy tries to work on with you. He'll try to say, no, God can't even hardly stand to look at you. Because he is pure and perfect and holy and knows everything. And you are sad. No. You know how? Because he's looking at something you're not looking at. You remember what the Lord told the prophet Samuel when he told him to go anoint one of Jesse's sons to be king? And they had the prettiest one and the tallest one come through, and he said, that's not him. And the next one, that's not him. Next one, that's not him. And finally, they run out of boys. Why? They must not have thought too much of David. They didn't even bring him in. Is that? They didn't even bring him in. He's just the kid, the kid that's dead eye with a slingshot. How many know a kid like that with a slingshot probably has busted things he shouldn't have hit? Is that right? He probably shot the lights out and shot at the neighbor's dog. Come on, are you listening? And what he does, he goes out with the sheep. He's out with the sheep. But he said, no. He said, that's not him. It's not. Told him all the ones it was not. And finally, he said, we're not going to eat till he comes. So they had to send for him, wait for him to get there. He comes in, all disheveled, sweaty from running, smelling like sheep. does not look like what you're looking for your future king of the nation. And the Lord said, get up, anoint him. This is him. Why? Because the Lord doesn't see as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. This is what God sees when he looks at you and me. He's not looking at all the junk and all the failures. He's able to look past that because of the blood of the Lamb. He saw somebody, even in our sin, even in our disobedience and rebellion, somebody that would at some point say yes. Millions on the planet will not. They never will. But he knew at some point you and I would say yes. We would bow our knee. We would believe him. We would be willing. And he loves that heart. Oh, hallelujah. He loves that heart and was willing to pay whatever it took to get that heart. Because he knew he could work with us. He knew. Maybe we don't look so hot right now. You take a look at us 500,000 years from now. Past all the frailty of the flesh, past all the ignorance and lack of knowledge, past all our sins and failures washed away by the blood, gleaming and shining in white robes as a king. Come on, are you listening?
Yes, yes.
We don't appear that way now, but we shall be. We will be. And he knew he could get us past all this, get us beyond all this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that throughout the ages, we'd be his. Hallelujah. He'd have a group of people that wouldn't rebel against him. No matter how much he blesses us, no matter how much he gives us control over, he'd have a group of people. If the devil ever tried, or if any other kind of being ever tried in some kind of distant future situation to tempt us, hey, we were on the earth. We know what sin does. We lived in death and curse. You are not going to get me to turn against my God. Not now, not a million years from now. And that is precious to him. That's precious to him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Precious in His Sight, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.